This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Don't act so surprised, Your Highness. You aren't on a mercy mission this time. Several transmissions were sent to your ship. I want to know what happened to the plans they sent you. We've got Tim Dillon and Ben Avery here. Ben Avery the son. No, I'm serious. Of the former co-host of Johnny Carson. He's here right now. That's satire. They'll have like a fact check at Snopes.
Yeah.
Have you seen how they fact check comedy now?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Pretty crazy how they fact check.
Clown. Hillary is not an Oompa Loompa.
Right. From our research, we have deducted, yeah.
I love you guys.
Yeah.
Hey, you're going to be on. You just popped in. You're about to tape some stuff. We're here on this Friday edition right now. A lot of the show's live. Paul Watson's coming up next segment. But we're taping this part. You're going to be on in the fourth hour. So what are you guys going to be covering? I mean, it's a big deal. Like, how did you get Johnny Carson?
Yeah, that was huge. But blackmail, of course. We learned from the best. But we'll be covering comedy, and we're going to play some videos and what... You know, what does comedy, what's the responsibility of comedians in a time when everybody wants to take away everybody's right to speak, which I know you don't know much about, but I...
Well, I mean, you know, you can't let these Americans talk. It's a free company.
Yeah, but I think people are starting to push back. I think comics are starting to push back. Ricky Gervais had a really funny speech at Golden Globes, and you know, Chappelle is the greatest comic ever, was like, listen, the art form is true. Maybe not what we're saying is true, but the art form is true. Freedom of speech, being able to say
what
you want.
That was beautiful. He said, yeah. Not saying what they're saying is truth. Freedom of speech is truth.
Yeah, the outlet, the ability to do it. So I think that people are pushing back.
That's a powerful way to say it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, well,
it's all true.
Yeah.
We're not saying what they say is true. Freedom is truth.
Well, if there's anybody who's going to say it in the best way, he's going to say it. But, yeah, I mean, so I think people are now, I think you're, and the other thing is, like, go woke, go broke. Like, nobody wants this woke, unfunny comedy. Nobody wants that.
To be lectured about.
Nobody wants to
the
be
new
lectured.
Thing. Like Michelle Wolf's, like, I murdered my baby and felt powerful.
Did she say that?
Yeah.
She's. I know Michelle. I do like Michelle, but I don't know if she murdered her baby. Well,
no,
she might
said
have.
That.
She probably did.
I don't know if it's true. She said.
Yeah.
She like squatted down and.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she does have a. You know, I don't know. She has a high pitched voice. The baby might have killed himself. I do like Michelle. I'm
no,
open for Michelle.
Her baby and it died. No.
I'm open for Michelle. You know, she'll love that. You know, but no, it's and that's why I think when we saw what happened to you, I think more people should have been like, you know, listen, this is a little wild that you can just take all of somebody's outlets without any you know,
and
argument,
then push lie back. About whatever you want,
and then just kind of yeah.
That's the next part of it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you've been deplatformed. No, then they say whatever they want. But seriously, we've got them trying to start a civil war in Virginia.
Yeah.
We've got the impeachment that already happened, and now the trial in the Senate. What does Ed McMahon think?
Alex, like I said, I'm kind of retarded.
Who wrote that? That is a comedic genius.
You gotta start giving him residuals, you know? I mean, this is...
Hey, but feeling the
listen, you speak of Dave Chappelle. He admitted he was gay at the Golden Globes.
Right.
It was some award show.
Yeah, it was Jockey. Mark Twain Prize.
Where a lie goes halfway in the world and the truth puts his pants on.
Yeah.
He said he was gay.
Yeah.
I've got to admit this right now, folks. I just can't lie about it anymore. Joe Rogan and I are getting married next week.
You have to be trans. As much as you're hating,
he's my daddy.
Gay.
He's
you have to be.
No,
you have to come out as a woman.
No, I am. No, Joe Rogan is my dad. The truth is, I'm not just Bill Hicks. Bill Hicks was still alive, and his husband is Joe Rogan. I just admitted it.
The fun reality show we've got in the works.
All right. I've learned.
Yeah.
I was literally, this is not a joke. I was talking to God the other day, and I said, got to have more fun, and it can't all be on me, or I'm going to go crazy and have a heart attack.
Yeah.
So you know what? I'm going to have fun. That's the way it is, ladies and gentlemen, and I know it's hardcore stuff, but we deserve it. Well, Ed McMahon was here, also has Ben Avery, and we've got Tim Dillon. But the serious part of the transmission starts right now on the other side. So we just crank this up right now. Amazing. Amazing. Those two parts are amazing.
I want to talk about Super Silver whitening toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people, Super Silver whitening toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste. And it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now because I like the way it feels.
Information. It's Alex Jones.
It's a fact, and you know it's true. Like, men can't have babies, and 1,000 horsepower cars are badass. There's only one way to rock, and it's called America. And folks want to take it down. They can't compete with it. They're gonna fail. Well, name dropping. I got a call from Joe Rogan the other day, and he said, you know, Tim Dillon's coming into town. Got to have him on. I'm like, oh, Tim Dillon. There's a million comics out there, but I actually like this guy's comedy, and he has the courage to say that Hollywood movie stars have a right to shake Donald Trump's hand.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing courage. But you know what? It is true. George Orwell said the ability to say 2 + 2 = 4 is a revolutionary act and is the symbol of freedom. So things are so screwed up now. You saying that Vince Vaughn has a right to shake the president's hand at a sporting event, and then people are getting fired from their dental assistant jobs because they say Make America Great Again 2020, and you got your opening guy here, a very interesting fellow, Ben Avery as well, has got a big lineup for us here. And I don't lie to the listeners. I'm in an airplane right now flying to D.C. for the removal of the president, the trial of the president, and the left trying to cause a civil war with gun confiscation in Virginia. So as we're speaking, if the plane hasn't crashed, hopefully, 99.99% chance that won't happen, we're going to have live coverage there. But we're here in the fourth hour right now, so I want to say to Ben Avery. Ben, good to have you here.
Alex, thank you. Huge fan.
Yeah. Huge fan of you guys.
Thanks for having us in.
You guys will all be the platform to sit to Siberia.
Yeah, this is the end. This is the end of our career. But I told Ben, I said, this is his wedding present. I just texted his fiance a picture of him here.
Well, we were talking. I mean, the guys, like 80 years ago, hit the beaches of Normandy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like half the boats got machine gunned by Nazis by the time they got off. So, the new heroism is just saying hi for free speech.
Yeah. If my grandfather can fight World War II, I can make a YouTube sketch and I can tweet that Vince Vaughn can shake the president's hand. And I just said, when I tweeted that, I said, can you find all the celebrities that shook Bill Clinton's hand? Because, you know, this is a guy that spent his post-presidency jet-setting with human traffickers.
I love your tweet.
It's just not even
what happened. Joe called me, and I looked at your Twitter, because I had an orgasm of just the common sense, like, Clinton's hanging around pedophiles constantly,
right.
And meanwhile, Trump's bad.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you could criticize Trump, you could not like Trump, but this is a guy meeting the president of the United States, shaking his hand, and there's outrage, and there's no outrage for people that have had dinner with the Clintons and have hung out with the Clintons.
And flown on airplanes with
kidnapped children. Flown on airplanes with the Clintons. Mm-hmm. And we know for a fact a lot of the things that Bill Clinton's done. He's been credibly accused of rape. He's been involved in criminal dealings for his entire public life. And the whole Epstein stuff is...
Wait, are you saying Bill Clinton's dirty?
A little bit. Just a little bit, you know?
Like, when I take a dump, you're saying that's dirty.
That might be. It's not good.
It's not good.
Yeah, it's not good. But and that's my whole thing. I think comics and comedy shouldn't roll over.
Well, that's what I want to start with you, and I'm glad you brought that up. Dave Chappelle... you know, others, you know, at the Golden Globes come out and say, you're a bunch of pedophiles, you're a bunch of perverts, you're a bunch of degenerates. America hates you. Comics go out and face the American people. They're real.
Yeah.
But you guys come up with your own information that resonates with the populace, true Americana, as the stand-up comedian is an American genre, another one of our great inventions. But meanwhile, These stars aren't stars. They just read off a teleprompter or a script, and then people are rejecting them. So are comics going to save the First Amendment?
I hope so. I mean, I hope so. I think comics are in a unique position because we, with the way technology is, we make our own living. We're able to podcast. We talk directly to our fans. They buy tickets to come see us live. We don't have, like people that manage our public image. We're just out
there. You're truly grassroots.
Doing
populist.
What we want to do. And living and dying on our own skill. And that's the whole thing. And it disappointed me when you were deplatformed that there weren't more people that were comedians that are saying, wait a minute, I may not agree with that guy, or I may not agree with anybody that's being deplatformed, but if we lose the right...
I may not even agree with what the media says that person stands
for. Sure.
Because deplatforming isn't just that you don't get a voice outside your own little audience. It's that they can then say what you said.
Right.
Imagine that. That's... Because I always knew about censorship, but I thought I knew. I didn't. Once it happens, you're like, they can say I said that?
And then you can't fight back. I had Gavin McGinnis on my show, and he said the same thing. He goes, I just have to read about myself now. I have no outlet to fight back, you know? And
it's very disempowering.
Yeah, and it won't end with, like, the people that are the most controversial. It's going to eventually, especially as all these big corporations...
It's going after everybody.
It's going after everybody.
You say, I support the president, you're banned off Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy.
Or you're banned off Facebook, or you're fired from your job.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So why are you guys then... I think you get it. Like, people need to just bite the bullet and not worry about the censorship.
Yeah, I think people need to. Number one, the reason that I have success as a comedian is I talk about things that are real, that are actually happening. I don't have to answer to corporations. I don't have to answer to lawyers. I don't have to answer to censors. I have to only be accountable to my fans, people that either think it's funny or don't think it's funny, think it's interesting or don't think it's interesting. So I'm in that unique position. Joe Rogan is in that position.
And how electric is that?
It's amazing because that's what comedy should be and is. And like Dave Chappelle is the best comedian that's ever lived. When he gets out and says, listen, the true form of the art is people speaking their truth. Doesn't mean it's right. But
he said, this is truth. It doesn't mean they're right or wrong.
Correct.
The truth of freedom of speech is truth.
Yes, the art form.
Speech is truth.
100%. Getting out there, being able
truth to... Truth is having speech.
Yeah, being able to be heard, to say what you want to say, that's 100%. We live and die on that. And the fact that there aren't more people in my business standing up for that terrifies me because it shows me that if we're not going to stand up for it, I can't expect a guy in an office to stand up for it, who's got, you know, all these people that are, you know, standing between him and feeding
exactly
his family.
Right. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And there's like a capitulation. There's a running scared. The wicked flee when none pursue.
Yeah.
It's just this this woman I had on the show yesterday. She got, it's in the news. They admit it. They fired her from her dental assistant job because she said, make America great again on Facebook. And somebody complained. They said, we can't have one complaint.
That's crazy. Is that my aunt's? Ooh, my aunt has a Facebook feed that's all make America great. I love
it. By the way, we got this guy over here. Who was the guy that was on with Johnny Carson never talked?
Ed McMahon.
Ed McMahon.
Ed McMahon. Yeah,
is on. Ed McMahon. What do you say, Ed?
But Ben knows, too. I mean, you've watched the whole thing. You've watched comics and what's happened.
Yeah, shame on a lot of people for just rolling over and not standing up for...
You know, Shane Gillis, really funny comic, gets fired from SNL. He's hired on SNL. They pull up a podcast. He made a joke. He used a slur in the joke. He was trying to be funny. He loses his job. A lot of comics don't say anything. They just watch him get fed to the wolves. People are on Twitter every day telling him, you know, they're going to come kill him. He's getting death threats. His family's getting contacted. The media is now trying to ruin his life.
This is his bullying.
Yeah, he's bullying. They're trying to ruin people's lives.
Well, I mean, take like Tropic Thunder came out 15 years ago or whatever it was, 12 years ago. I mean, it's not meant mean that the guy's in blackface.
Right.
He's making a joke. Everybody gets it. But again, he's allowed to do it, but nobody else can.
Yeah. I think there's this double standard where people are when somebody has enough money or they're powerful enough, they are able to kind of write their own ticket. But everybody needs that freedom, whether you have a mansion or you're a nobody who's living in an apartment.
That goes back to your home is your castle.
Absolutely.
And your speech is your castle.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we're just giving up on something that since the Magna Carta in 1215, 800 years of war for free.
Yeah, and they've made you the boogeyman, which is interesting because I have seen, by the way, you on your show do a lot to put, and this is going to get me in trouble when I say this, but you pushed back against racism. I've watched you do it. I've watched you push back against identity politics on the right and the left. And for some reason, you're the boogeyman when I go, this voice, and I'm going to, now this is going to be the clip that people use, but I sometimes, and this may, maybe I'm nuts, sometimes I hear you as like a voice of moderation. I know that this is going to be, it's going to be played back, but sometimes I hear you when I go, you have a point of view, we don't agree on everything, but I hear you when I go, you don't want identity politics, you don't want a country for white people, you don't want any of that.
Well, you just hit it.
Yeah.
They've done focus groups, because we're not calculating this, we're just regular people like you.
Right, yeah.
They know we unify people.
Right.
I mean, I statistically, because we get the Google Analytics, I never did this on purpose.
Yeah.
We have bigger Hispanic and black audiences per segment wise than whites.
Right.
I just try to target those people. They right. legitimately hear me.
Yeah.
They know I want everybody to have freedom.
Right.
I don't like go, oh, those black people got a nice house and car. I'm losing out. No, the better everybody does, the better I do.
Right. Right.
All right. We're going to talk to Ed McMahon when we come back.
Yes.
We got Tim Dillon here and we got Ben Avery. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Ben Avery is it? Ben Avery is good. Everybody's good. Nobody's bad. And we got the Tim Dillon, Tim J. Dillon on Twitter while he's still there. Bobby Bamba.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complex complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Soviet agents in service. And they're in studio right now with brain chips directed by Vladimir Putin. And I am Vladimir Putin's concubine. I'm carrying his baby right now.
No, seriously. We're having some great discussions.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan, because your buddy's with us.
Yeah.
Intro some of his shows. Ed McMahon.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
Well, you know, when you went back on his show, because your first appearance on Rogan, we had watched. I mean, it was the most. A lot of reason comics hate you is because you're funnier than a lot of comics. I mean, that's just the reality.
It's
what
true.
It is.
It's true.
It's some kind of retarded.
You're probably the most entertaining person in the country.
No, just, you're nice.
I mean, it's no, true. That's what it is. It doesn't mean that, you know, but. So the second time you went on, I get a call from a friend of mine. It's me, him, his fiance, and his brother. We're coming back from breakfast. He goes, Alex is on Rogan right now. I just look at him. I go, Alex is on Rogan. He swerves the car. Scott's going, what the hell's going on? We go, shut up. We drive to his house. We sit on the deck. We have 15 people. The whole neighborhood comes over. And we're watching you and Rogan for like 4 hours. People calling out of work. People
it hit
like
10 million. It hit 10 million that day. And then like 60 million later, but they just cut the feed, though. It was like, they let the number go up.
Yeah, it was wild.
Yeah.
It unified the neighborhood like the bombing of Pearl Harbor. That was how crazy people were.
It's
crazy
enough too, about me. It's just crazy that people want unfiltered.
Yeah.
YouTube didn't even allow that video to trend. And everyone was still watching. There were still like millions of people.
Oh, yeah. The real word is, I'm not exaggerating. I talked to Google Insider leak stuff to us. They're going to be probably mailing the show soon if we can find them here. But they said that I don't even want to tell people what the video views right. has, but it's like 100 million.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So it's like they can't. Well, it's like when our app hit number one. We already had an app for like 3 months. We had a few other apps, but we did this app like 3 months before I got shadow banned a year and a half ago, and it went to number one in news because of that. It was already like in the top 20, and they just said, your app's gone.
Right.
So
right.
It's not that I'm that good. It's the guest I have on. I'm serious. It's the whole thing we're doing unscripted. Like, did we talk about what you were talking about before you got here?
People want.
And Ed McMahon, I interrupted you. Go ahead.
Oh, no, that was my point. It was just people still seek you out. Even though they try to suppress you, people still, they want to find you. They want to listen to you.
Because people hear what you're saying, they go, oh, this is more reasonable than I had heard.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're introduced to you through people that hate you.
It's like, KKK grand
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they go, this guy's funny. He's entertaining. He's informative.
If I hate my friend's wife and I say, listen, she's the worst person in the world. She's ruining his life. She should get hit by a car. When you meet her, you're going to be like, what the hell's her problem? So they're skeptical. But then you hear you and you go, you know, this isn't as crazy. And then you have like Epstein's thing happening. You know, this guy's killed in his prison cell. That event was seismic because now everybody's sitting there going, wait a minute. Alex Jones, I think when that happened, I tweeted, are we going to give Alex Jones the Congressional Medal of Freedom?
No,
people got angry about that.
About me.
People were not happy about
me,
that
Tim.
Tweet.
Seriously, let's talk about you guys,
yeah.
Clips you've got.
So we're trying to
but
do.
But what's going
to
happen is everything that they've been suppressing, because I'd love to give myself credit for the Epstein, that was well known, saying the sun came up, Jones said it first.
Of course,
didn't.
Yeah.
What's going to happen is the credibility of the system keeps falling. I mean, CNN has to pay to be on at bus stations and train stations and hotel bars.
The ruling class is losing power. It's kind of a terrifying thing. It's wild to watch a system that has been in place for hundreds of years begin to crumble. And whether you like Trump or don't like Trump or whatever you feel about Trump, his election, he ran against the two biggest political dynasties.
Your mother, interrupt you. I want to say this.
Yeah.
I don't want our financial system or what's left of Americana to crumble.
Nobody does.
I don't see that as the enemy. The corrupt, weird corporations effing us over, I want to see that crumble.
I mean, Trump ran against two political dynasties and destroyed both of them. That means that people are really angry.
Well, I'm going to kiss both your asses, Ben and Tim Dillon here. But
go ahead.
Talk about, because you're like, okay, In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. No, George Orwell quote. Because you don't want to say you're a hero or you're a hero, but you guys are on the big devil show. So speak to Trump. What woke you up and what made you grow giant basketball slug?
I think we just have to, number one, you as a comedian, to me, I value freedom over money, right? So I realize that.
Hell yeah.
I value freedom over money.
Yep.
So the reality is the freedom to make fun of the things I want to make fun of and connect with the people I want to connect to means more to me than having a lot of money. And once you realize that, you know, it's just like
no amount of money. Yeah. You got it to sell somebody else. Worth it.
100%.
But money you freaking earn being real. That's good.
You know, the people that didn't speak up for Shane or the people that didn't speak up and went to bed every night when one of their friends was getting trashed on the Internet. You're like, they live with that. They sleep with that. Good for them. That's who they
are.
Our
ancestors knew that was America. That
even
if you disagree with somebody, you don't silence them because you're man enough to hear their speech. And once you give up, it all falls like dominoes.
Yeah. And so, by the way, once you do the real stuff and you say things that are real, people respond to it. And you know, people are out there. People want to have fun. You know, the sketches we make, the stand-up I do, everything that we do is about trying to connect with people in a real authentic way and making people angry. We want to make people a little upset. We, you know, the people in the corporate media that would never.
That challenges the brain.
Yeah.
That would never upset, you're dead.
Right.
So if you're never upset, you're dead.
100%. So the corporate media, people that don't want, and we make fun of dark stuff, and we laugh at the absurdity of a world where nobody's punished, where Epstein gets, everybody gets away with everything that matters and nobody's punished. So it's like some people say to me, oh, you're making fun of something that's really dark or whatever. I said, what I'm making fun of is the absurdity of a world where this goes on.
You're not making fun of the death or anything.
No,
you're making fun of the fraud.
The fraud.
And they always turn it around how we're bad.
We're the problem. And I'm like, go to your government.
Why do they fear comedy so much?
Because it's the last bastion, I think, of people saying, because you can't, here's the real thing about comedy. You can't control when you laugh. Laughing is like an involuntary.
And it's a human interaction.
It's human. It brings people together.
It's a currency.
Yeah, it's a currency. It brings people together.
And they don't like grassroots currency.
They don't like anything that's like, you know, that can't be managed and can't be controlled. Because I think they want the total goal, I think they want is just for you. They want your money and your free. You want
I'll
your
say
speech.
This. Yeah. I was mad at Joe for not standing for free speech for a while. But then when he did, he even chewed up the head of Twitter. He chewed up their lawyer.
Well, you know what it is? I don't think it was that he wasn't standing up for free speech.
I want to stay out of this.
He wants to, and I think he wants to get it right. Whatever he does, he wants to get right. So it's like, he's methodical. I'm not methodical, right? I'm sloppy. I'm reckless.
Me too.
It's what we do. That's what we do. So the reality.
No, not attacking Joe.
Of course.
They're very methodical.
But there needs to be guys that are methodical. But there also needs to be guys that aren't methodical that just throw it against the wall and say, you know what? Yeah.
Well, what I was saying is when he did go public.
Yeah, he went big.
He did a great job.
Yeah, he went big. Yeah.
Because he was methodical. He got the big cheese when he finally did.
Yeah, and people just start.
That's not a gas can. No, Joe.
Yeah.
He freaking did stuff nobody else did.
He was able.
Watching the head of Twitter and that lawyer squirm. Man, that was big. That was the most watchable.
And then,
I had orgasms.
And here's the other thing. Twitter's the best. Like, Twitter's the number, like, they leave most stuff up, even though they haven't been kind.
No. You're right. Facebook and Google are horrible.
Much worse. They're much worse than Twitter. I mean,
they're better at hiding it, though.
We've had things taken,
Twitter's, like, much more of a meritocracy.
Jump in.
Twitter seems to be more of a meritocracy when it comes to the people get to choose what is seen. Our videos get sometimes, you know, 300,000, 400,000 views on Twitter.
Or millions.
Or millions. Instagram will just bury our stuff and beneath algorithms. They won't show them.
It's shadow banned. It's like nobody's censoring you. Just nobody can see you.
You can't search Tim's name on Instagram. You can't find his account.
Yeah,
you
know, trying to sell bathing suits.
Right.
And they don't want anybody to be upset.
And
by
they even admit, though, in the metrics, it's killing Google. It's killing Facebook.
Right.
Like, but they just don't care.
They don't care. They don't care because they're monopolies.
Remember like 5 years ago when it was all still free-for-all?
Yeah.
How awesome the Internet was?
Yeah, now it's being controlled at every level. So for us, as comedians, our whole thing is like, let's just make something that's really funny. Mm-hmm. It's gonna maybe push the envelope a little bit. And if people like it, they like it. If not, who cares? Like when
all right, Kim Dillon and Ben Avery, the reincarnation of Ed McMahon. People don't know this. Fidel Castro's clone works in this office.
Yeah.
And Ed McMahon, he's actually Ed McMahon's son.
We're from Russia.
We're from Russia. We'll be right back with these clips. We got clips coming up.
We got clips.
I knew. Black.
Knock on wood, I am not tempting fate. But everybody around the office, especially folks that have worked there a long time, have noticed that I really don't ever get sick. Now, again, I might get sick tomorrow because I just made that statement. I'm not tempting fate. I'll say that again. because I am superstitious when it comes down to that. I'm very thankful to the good Lord for the Constitution I've been given. But up until about 8-9 years ago, when I started taking X2, the products in Force Life, I still got sick every couple of years. And, you know, I still get sore throats from allergies and pollen and things like that. But now that I religiously take the products at InfoWars Life, one of the highest quality supplements you're going to find out there, I just never get a fever anymore. It's probably been 3-4 years since I've had a fever. It's just crazy. So I chalk it up to genetics and the great products.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Say what I want, not be penalized for it.
She cried when I left her.
We are back live. We've got a very successful, entertaining comedian, Tim Dillon, and literally the reincarnation of Johnny Carson co-host with us here in Avery. No, I just kept repeating that stupid joke.
It's so funny.
My attempt at humor. Tim Dillon's here.
Yeah.
So tell me about, do some plugging here.
Yeah.
A place where I'm banned. I've been
I feel bad about that.
I was there when I was Bill Hicks. I was there performing as Bill
Hicks. Right.
They literally won't even let me. Yeah. Room. Joe invited me. I couldn't get there.
Yeah.
You're going to be at the Cap
City. I'll be at Cap City, Friday night, Saturday night, two shows each night.
They're on it. The owner is actually my wife. She's Bill Hicks's wife.
Yeah.
I'll be there. Bill Hicks will be there.
Great club. Sorry you're banned. That sucks. I hate that.
I'm Bill Hicks. Sorry.
You know, I mean, you did have enough. I mean, you performed there enough when you were Bill Hicks, I guess. But, I'll be there. And it's crazy the comedy clubs are banning you. That's what's wild. Like, it's unfortunate.
Yeah, well, I was with Joe last time. They were going to have me come speak at a comedy club. They go, no, you're just banned. I'm like, okay, well, okay, great.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Comedy's all about, we're free speech, 100 million percent.
Yeah.
Alex Jones, what the hell is
murder? You could have sat in the back quietly. You weren't going to do anything, you know? You were.
But enough about me.
Yeah.
Let's talk about.
Let's play this clip.
Tell us about this next clip.
The clip is fun. It's, after the Greta Thunberg thing came out, what we started thinking about is like, you know, these kids.
Turns out, you know, her dad spoofed himself or doxed himself. It's him writing for. We already knew that.
Yeah. Well, who knows? Like, whether you think.
How dare you out of line, you mind setter?
Yeah, it's a little creepy. She has a little creepy cadence. But, you know, we thought about these kids, whether you agree with them or not, or whether they have valid points or not, they're being managed to a degree, right? We all know that.
They're obviously, like, using
it. It's a Hollywood production, right? So we thought about who the hell's behind this. We came up with this character of this guy who just signs kids in crises and tries to make them into stars. That's the next clip.
Here it is.
Child activists. I do hang around tragedies looking for kids who have it. Greta, baby, you killed it at the UN. You're an animal. Why are you crying, honey? Oh, okay. No. Are the cameras on you? Keep crying. Throw yourself on the floor. Throw yourself on the floor right now. Malala left me for a competitor and you haven't heard her f***ing name in 2 years. And you never will again. David Hogg won't take a f***ing meeting. I sent 30 pairs of sneakers to his dorm. Jesus Christ. Tell Malala she's got to come out as non-binary if she wants heat now. That's the way it is. Nobody gives a shit about landmines anymore. It's all climate. Climate is sexy. Climate and guns. Clean water? That hasn't been hot since the fucking late 90s. Do people even fucking drink water? Wake the fuck up. I got the Covington kids and Nathan Phillips on a reconciliation tour opening for Lizzo. Who is it, Emma Gonzalez? Don't put her through. She fucked me for the last time. I had her booked at Davos. She got sick. You get sick? At Davos? We got a new version of the Paul brothers from Syria. They're fucking hilarious. They do pranks. One of them's missing an arm and they have fun with that. It's great. We got a kid with a cleft lip, but he's cute. I want Hogg at Madison Square Garden. People are turning in their guns and crying to him. They're handing their guns over to him and they're crying. Yeah, this is just Jason. I got a call for David. Yeah, just let him know that I called. We actually sent some stuff in the mail over if he can take a look at it. Just a few sneakers and... Okay, sure. Yeah. We got a kid right now. He has no limbs. He is f***ing hilarious. And he does a whole bit about the refugee crisis. You have no idea how hard this kid is going to hit when he hits. Do you understand? No limbs. We walk him out, we put him in a seat, and he just f***ing goes, man. He just goes. These kids will own you one day. I will make sure of it. They will f***ing own you. I got a 3-year-old from Iceland named Gunnar. He loves economics. He's talking about debt peonage. I got him at the World Bank in 3 weeks. F*** you.
And this is a real guy. This is a guy, like, these kids are reading.
You're reading my mind.
Yeah.
Because we didn't pre-talk. We're here on air.
Yeah, we're
taping the air, but it's like live. We're not.
Yeah.
I've not been in Hollywood much, but that's how these people act.
Yeah.
And they literally are drumming up the PR. This is like real.
Yeah.
So it's not even comedy. You're just showing people, stylized what's happening. So explain that.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's funny, but it's absolutely true. I mean, people have said to me in agencies in Hollywood, they're like, that gets passed around because people go, like that guy exists. Like,
why do they all act like that?
I mean, it's just the way they act. And
fake authoritarian.
They just got to say this opportunity. They got to find opportunities. So these kids that have been through horrible tragedies, if they think there's some political juice in them, or if there's money there, they're just trying to sniff out money. And it's crazy that there are people that represent those kids.
I mean, but it's the way he acts is just some corrupt producers in general.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a wild town. It's a wild town, Hollywood. And they're just trying to sniff out money.
They're monetizing tragedy. There's no way around it.
Yeah. They're trying to get behind these political points. And then there's things where it's like they'll lose money sometimes to make a point. Roseanne had a lot of,
fear.
And they didn't, so they kind of dropped Roseanne, and they're like, well, it's interesting. So there's ideology at play as well as money.
Well, there's an exercise of power.
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously, George Soros was a Nazi. He said, happy making, best time of his life.
Oh, really?
Oh, I'll show you the clip.
Oh, boy, that's not good. Is that what he said?
He said was exhilarating.
Okay.
Guys, cue up Soros. See me do that. The master clip. We got like five clips of him. But he said it was happy making, best time of his life, exhilarating, empowering you.
God. Really?
God. Yeah. And he's like trying to take me off air as a Nazi. And I'm like,
yeah.
Wow. Last time I checked, everybody goes, my grandfather was in World War II, but both were in the army here.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Of course, war heroes. So, I mean, they dropped a lot.
Well, they've made you into the boogeyman. They've made you into the guy that has to be gotten rid of,
And then they get obsessed. It doesn't happen.
Yeah. And
which, by the way, is not credit to me.
Right. It's just,
but the fact that it's made the listeners support more.
Right.
I mean, like,
yeah. It's wild to me that, positions that people held 10 years ago, they're being called a Nazi for holding today. Trump has echoed Obama and Clinton's statements on immigration. He said that
A border should exist.
Yeah. Right. That we should be a country. And that doesn't mean I agree with everything Trump does, but when did that become a position of a fascist?
Yeah.
That's kind of wild.
I disagree with a lot of what Trump does.
Yeah.
And almost resent having to back him because their attacks on him are so authoritarian. I'm kind of like, man, I don't like what Trump's doing, but you know what? You saying he's a Nazi and shouldn't exist and lying about him, I have to defend him. It's really irritating.
And it's also like, I'm sure there's real Nazis. I don't think they're a sizable contingent, and I don't think they have any political power.
Calling a New York liberal a freaking Nazi is
kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and all these celebrities.
He's an old-fashioned liberal.
Well,
he's like blue collar, like we're gonna get jobs back.
And I think,
oh my God, a Nazi!
Right. And I think the reality is a lot of people truly hate him because he came out of the Hollywood system. They feel like maybe he turned on them, and they feel like these people.
Oh, he 100%.
A lot of these people.
He chumped them.
Yeah, a lot of you look at a Twitter feed and you go, oh, you want to be Hitler? Like you'll see some of these people that are authoritarian. You're like, you're mad at Trump because you want to be Trump. And that's what the problem is. Like, they want
the truth is Hitler invaded countries.
Of course.
Trump's trying to get out of countries.
Right.
I mean, here's the deal. People go, Alex, you sold out. You support Trump. He's totally anti-establishment. I'm anti-establishment. This is a wet dream. He goes sideways. A lot of stuff, I'm pissed at Trump. I mean, I'm like, man, I was 90% there a few years ago. Now I'm like, I'm not in a cult, man. He's really irritating me on a bunch of stuff.
Right.
But man, he ain't Hillary Clinton.
No.
And so I'm not going to buy their BS about Trump. If they had legitimate attacks on him, that would be effective.
Yeah.
But they have nothing to offer. Like Tulsi Gabbard or something.
She's great.
I like her. Yeah.
She's great. Tulsi's great.
Notice they suppress her. They don't want a real opposition.
Yeah.
But she doesn't come up like a Day of the Dead, They Live zombie.
Yeah, and
man.
They don't want Sam. I mean, they could try to sandbag Sanders. Like anyone with a critique in the establishment, they don't want.
Yeah, they don't want their stuff. So we finally, the way to sneak up was not some left winger, but was a right winger.
Right.
And he got in, and it's a beautiful.
Yeah. And unfortunately, what you've seen happen is instead of people saying we need more speech, more debate, more argument, people have said, we're not going to argue, we're not going to debate. And it's like, to me, it's fun. It's fun to talk to people you disagree with. That's fun.
You should come back, especially after you're deplatformed after this.
Yeah, after I'm deplatformed, I'll be living outside, by the way. I appreciate it. Just throw me a spare rib as you come in here. And
folks, we've got Ed McMahon, Johnny Carson's former co-host. This is incredible.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now. 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Got a few more clips to play
here.
You guys direct these, but I like Ben.
He's good. He's the producer.
Thank you.
No, he's very excited to be here.
He's like the Russians that are behind us.
Yeah. Ben is pulling all the strings. Everything I say
I'm obviously what's that guy's name? Who am I supposed to be the comedian? I'm Bill Hicks.
Yeah.
You want to interview Bill Hicks? Go ahead. That's a big, and I'm gonna stop right there.
Yeah.
Tell us, Ed McMahon, what we should do. What is the secret of the universe? Kind of like in Caddyshack, he goes, you know, he didn't give me a tip, but he told me the secret of the universe is Oonga Goonga Boonga.
Oonga Goonga?
Oonga Goonga.
You want me to tell you the secret to the universe? Is that what you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you something, Alex.
A bottle of Jack Daniels, a chili dog. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say I'm also kind of retarded.
I am too. Brother. No, I said, like, sometimes I'm kind of retarded.
You know? Yeah, and I think that's the best way to be. I think that's the goal for many of us. The next clip we're doing, we did a sketch where I dressed up as Jeffrey Epstein's temple, and I walked around L.A. Oh, truly disturbed people.
That's the sex slave base in the Caribbean.
Yeah, yes. By the way, the thing is the media has no interest in figuring out what the hell it is.
We almost went a month ago.
Yeah, we were almost going to go to the island.
Carson, was it true that he was, like, really depressed behind the scenes?
Oh, yeah.
All right. I just can't believe that man's here.
Yeah, it's an honor. And this video was like, we dressed up as Epstein's temple. We walked around L.A. Mm-hmm. I was pretending I was, you know, Epstein's temple. And I'm like, where is, a sacrifice temple going to find work? L.A., you know, because now he's out of work because his owner's dead. And then we just, we walked around at Los Angeles, did a bunch of crazy things. Here it is.
Newsfeed presents. Yeah, that's a hot money. It's not gay, but this is that's a hot item.
As a sacrifice temple, there's not a lot of cities you can work. This is one of the only cities. the problem is a lot of these people already have sacrifice temples they've been using for years. So to break into it at this point is very hard.
Josh, like you don't remember me, I remember you. Last July, we had a lot of fun.
Wow, that outfit.
He knows.
I got a little pretty sexy.
I'm trying to get into entertainment. I'm trying to do that.
Has anybody else's boss also killed himself? It's like f***ing weird,
Listen. The other thing is his eyeballs have broken blood vessels, capillaries pop.
I thought I would work until we're trying to break into entertainment.
I like that parrot.
This is my dream. I would want to be a stand-up comedian. Even when Hillary Clinton was slicing the throats of children, I said, I just want to make people laugh.
Wow. My owner is dead-ish. Wherever he is.
Trump should have you host the next press what's that called? The press briefing?
Here we go. We're going to get killed.
Press awards.
I mean, this is the video you watch. You go, this will be the one that gets me killed. This will be the one that,
I've had just as many celebrities inside of me as you. Okay?
He fucks you
out, and everybody thinks we're both pervs and weirdos. Okay? Everybody's like, it wasn't always sacrifice. Sometimes it was music night.
I control the concert.
No, I get hired for a job like everybody else. People do what they're gonna fucking do. I'm like a bouncy castle for satanic pedophiles. That's not all I want to be. Finally just got headshots. Meeting with a manager. Don't know how it's going to work. Don't expect anything. Somebody told me to start a podcast. I mean, I guess...
I love how you make fun of the Hollywood system. That's the really... You got to do it.
This is where it's at now, Jeffrey used to look at me, used to say, one day I'm going to be gone. It's going to be different. And you know what? He was right.
It's easy to hide their whole networks and their decline, but I don't want to overstate it. You guys are out in L.A. a lot more than I am, probably. What is happening to Hollywood and the whole power structure? Like, it seems like the shine is off, the mystique is gone.
Yeah, I think, listen, there's good people in Hollywood, there's good people in the CIA, there are patriots and those are, but there are bad people. There are bad people that have done a lot of things that have abused women.
And they get together and do worse stuff.
They've abused women and children, and we're only starting to, I think...
They need to be hung up by their frickin'...
Yeah,
100%.
And I think those people now, because of technology, I think those people are starting to see their power base being challenged for the first time. And I think maybe...
And they made the exact wrong response.
Yeah, and I think...
they took the bait, you're dead.
Yeah, so I think there is a little bit of, people... Because there's a lot of people out there that are good people that want to make funny stuff, good movies, but then there are bad people.
There's these evil oppressors on top.
Well, it's like D.C. It's like,
because once people gave in to intimidation, the worst spiders got in control.
I mean...
You said back to D.C.
L.A.
Ed McMahon's here.
Yeah.
No, seriously, folks, if you're a radio listener, Ed McMahon, I don't know how this happened.
He's amazing.
No, but get back to that. You're right.
DC and
so
LA.
What happens once the shine is off, the collapse happens?
I just think what's going to happen is you're going to have, and it's going to take a while, but I think you're just going to have people caring less and less about these institutions. And
people.
Yeah, they'll still watch it, but it's not authoritative.
I think you have to. Yeah, I think you have to build new institutions. I think that's the whole thing. You know, Bill Hicks did that joke. You did that joke where you said all these institutions are failing because you're irrelevant.
I did. Yeah.
So I think a lot of these institutions are irrelevant because they've sheltered a lot of abusers and bad people. And you know, it will take a while, but I do think a lot of that stuff will. In Hollywood, it's right.
Like
their
attempt to like destroy anybody that's up and coming, it's not going to work because the people have a desire. It's just going to make more.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you can't.
People are just going to keep making stuff, and I think people are just going to keep being independent.
That's all I want.
Yeah, and that's all we want either. It's just to connect with people.
Hey, you're at Cap City Comedy Club, and yeah. I could be there. I'm banned.
I wish you could. I would get you to a comp tickets and be fun, but then you know we both
kill myself. It's a joke. It's a joke. They'll arrest me tomorrow. Whatever.
I'd bring you up on stage. If I was bombing, I'd be like, Alex is here.
I need that break. I need that break.
Yeah,
please, Cap City Comedy Club, please.
Yeah.
Please have me.
Yeah. Anytime.
Please have me. Hey, but it's that pettiness of the authoritarian, though.
Yeah.
They made their whole fortune off comedy and free speech, but now they don't like it.
Yeah, I
can't. It's not me trying to get on your damn stage.
No, Justin.
Yes. I don't want to go up there and do it. It's the fact that you're such a chicken. You know what? It's disgusting.
Right.
And when you live in America's bosom.
Yes.
And America's big, juicy, milky.
Right.
Big pink toppers.
Also, thanks for booking me. But
thanks
he
for
does
booking
have a
me.
Little point.
We
he does
have a point. All this.
Hey. No, I do enjoy the club. But you do have a point.
Don't worry. No, you're right. You're right. No, whatever. No, I battled him as well. Oh, God, please.
Yeah. But no, it's
legit. Oh, it's
crazy.
Hey, but seriously, we got this last clip.
Yeah.
What is this last clip?
What is this, Gervais or Chappelle?
No, this is Epstein's security guard.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, this is a fun
I
one.
I should take that out of the place.
This was the guy that we imagined guarding Jeffrey Epstein.
Here it is. Here's Jeffrey Epstein's security guard.
Hey, my name is Tommy DelVecchio De Benedetto, and I was Jerry Epstein's security guard at the Metropolitan Detention Center. A lot of people on the online are trying to pin this on the fucking Clintons. Let me tell you, man, they're good fucking people. They love this guy. They visited him 3 times this week in the middle of the fucking night because they didn't want to make a big deal out of it because they're fucking humble. You should have seen Hillary Clinton. When she saw him, it was like a fucking dog that had just, you know, when their owner's in Iraq and he comes back, she just fucking lunged at him. She went right for him. I had to fucking pull her off him. She was so fucking excited. They fucking loved each other. Sometimes that's what happens on suicide watch. People commit suicide. That's why they call it suicide watch. The Clintons, man, they gave a fuck about this guy. They're like a fucking family. I mean, the night he died, they were here praying with him. They looked like they were drinking, like, wine and some dark red liquid in a chalice, and they were all fucking chanting in the cell together. It was fucking beautiful. I didn't even know why he was fucking in here. I thought it was like he hired some illegals, you know, because he's got, like, an all-inclusive in the Bahamas. But my friend said he had underage girls in there. And I said, you know, my cousin had that fucking problem. But you know what he did? He found a girl that looked young but was mean, but they're 40. You go see their face, it's like real rough. The skin by the creases of their mouth is like raw. But you know I'm f***ing with you, Donna. You know I f***ing love you. You saved that man's life. He wasn't a bad dude, Jerry Epstein, you know? He's not a bad f***ing dude.
A lot of beliefs there. A lot of beliefs. But
yeah, it's a lot of beliefs.
Now his 3 bones broken in his neck, broken eyeballs. I mean, this is not good.
Yeah. Well, you know, there was no way that trial could have ever happened. I mean,
glad you're not that? Put his face back up, please. That self-assured look. The only guy that looks like a bigger pedophile is Brian Stelter. I'm not saying he's a pedophile.
Yeah.
I'm saying the only guy. Like, if you bred Brian Stelter with Jeffrey Epstein, you would have the pedicure 100%.
You think
the Antichrist, the pedophile?
You think there's any chance he's alive? No, we don't know.
You know, I had this
probably
guy on said that, but I don't. No, that's disinfo.
We can't be now. It's Scott.
We're above
crazy.
The CIA. We're above right now. You're like above.
We're above the CIA.
Well, I'm not bragging, but you're kind of on the top thing. The orders come down from here.
It's good. Good. I appreciate it. I get my orders from Putin. We get the jokes from Putin.
Oh, hell yeah. No.
We get the emails from Putin.
Let me give you the big secret. Vladimir Putin takes his orders from Alexander Jones.
He goes dressed up.
He gets down his knees every night. He prays for me.
Yeah.
He says, Daddy Jones, give me that order. I say, Pooty, my little Pooty Poot, you get your Pooty Poots right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.